Hello and welcome to Fraser 365. Thank you for taking this 56-day journey through the letters of John. No other writer in Scripture highlights the qualities of God's light, love, and life the way John does. These short letters will guide us into a stronger and deeper fellowship with the God who loves to shine His light into our darkness.
This is day 51 of the letters of John. Today's title is Our Walk is Our Witness. 1 Peter 2:21 says, "For to this you have been called, because Christ also suffered for you, leaving you an example, so that you might follow in his steps." Colossians 2:6 reads, "Therefore, as you received Christ Jesus the Lord, so walk in him." Our text today is 2 John 1:4-11. "I rejoice greatly to find some of your children walking in the truth, just as we were commanded by the Father. And now I ask you, dear lady, not as though I were writing to you a new commandment, but the one we have had from the beginning, that we love one another. And this is love, that we walk according to his commandments. This is his commandment, just as you have heard from the beginning, so that you should walk in it. For many deceivers have gone out into the world, those who do not confess the coming of Jesus Christ in the flesh. Such a one is a deceiver and the Antichrist. Watch yourselves so that you may not lose what we have worked for, but may win a full reward. Everyone who goes on ahead and does not abide in the teaching of Christ does not have God. Whoever abides in the teaching has both the Father and the Son. If anyone comes to you and does not bring this teaching, do not receive him into your house or give him any greeting, for whoever greets him takes part in his wicked works." John begins the main portion of his second letter with rejoicing. Like a father watching his children grow up, the Apostle John celebrated with those who were growing closer to Christ. It's always encouraging when you see children walking in the faith in which they were raised. I've always appreciated hearing the good news about someone's son, daughter, or grandchild I hadn't heard about for years, that he or she has maintained a Christian walk, or is involved in church ministry or missions, or is passing the faith on to their own children. It doesn't always work that way, and there's no guarantee that all our children will faithfully walk in the truth. The Apostle John puts it a little more realistically. He says that some of her children were walking in the truth. The way the Greek reads, the some who were faithful to their spiritual roots could refer to a majority or to a minority. The fact that John is overjoyed at what he had learned, though, suggests that the faithfulness of the children was the rule rather than the exception. Still, not all of them were faithful. This highlights an important principle of spiritual nurturing and discipleship. Both our physical families and our spiritual families will have members who deviate from the teaching of the parents or mentors. I've experienced this firsthand and have seen it in countless families throughout my ministry. It breaks our hearts when it happens. It drives us to prayer in the hopes that those children will one day return. However, when some go astray, we shouldn't lose sight of those who remain on the truth walk. John didn't dwell on those who had taken a spiritual detour, but on those who had received the commandment to walk in the truth. What does this walking in the truth look like? To define this, John refers to Christ's original command that we love one another. This isn't a new command, but one that had characterized the Christian life from the beginning. Loving one another and walking in the truth were not meant to be an either-or prospect. If we love someone unconditionally, but they are distracting us from the truth, then we may need to infuse more truth into the relationship. John goes on to say, "This is love, that we walk according to his commandments." It doesn't have to be one or the other, either standing strong in the truth or showing love towards others. In actuality, the test of true love is whether it leads us closer to Christ. It never compromises Christ's standards for the sake of loosely defined unity. It never consents to sin in the name of grace and tolerance. This point bears repeating. Unconditional love must be balanced by discerning truth. John has continually connected our Christian walk to our witness for Christ. In 1 John 1:7, he calls us to walk in the light. In 1 John 2:6, John states that whoever says he abides in him ought to walk in the same way in which he walked. In 1 John 2:11, he reminds us that whoever hates his brother walks in the darkness. 1 John 3:11 through 18 and 1 John 4:7 through 21 give a detailed discussion of walking in love. John begins in 1 John 5 by emphasizing the overcoming nature of our walk with the Lord. Here in 2 John, he adds two more descriptions to the believer's walk. In 2 John 1:4, he rejoices that some are walking in the truth. In 2 John 1:6, John writes that true love is walking according to his commandments. Therefore, believers walk in the truth and in obedience as they walk in love. Because our walk is our witness, our walk is extremely important. Therefore, in 2 John 1:7 through 11, John cautions believers about false teachers who deceive people in their walk with the Lord. Notice how John includes himself in his words of warning. Watch yourselves so that you may not lose what we have worked for, but may win a full reward. John counsels God's children not to compromise our walk because it will harm our witness. Here are some questions. How is your walk with Christ in the following areas? Walking in the light, walking in love, walking in truth, and walking in obedience. Are there any areas of your walk that don't match your witness? Someone once said, "Tell me who you hang out with, and I will show you who you are." Along with today's scripture, how do the following verses relate to this saying? Psalm 1, 1-2 reads, "Blessed is the man who walks not in the counsel of the wicked, nor stands in the way of sinners, nor sits in the seat of scoffers. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and on his law he meditates day and night." Proverbs 13:20, "Whoever walks with the wise becomes wise, but the companion of fools will suffer harm." 1 Corinthians 15:33, "Don't be deceived. Bad company ruins good morals." Thanks again for joining us. Have a great day.